When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to betfredsports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for tuning in to Americana Music Profiles. It's Season 3, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine in print and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com online. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's join in on another great conversation with one of the Americana music industry's super talented artists. Lorraine Jordan has been a friend of Americana Rhythm Music Magazine for a long time, and it is my pleasure to share a conversation with you that Lorraine and I had not too long ago about a new project that she and her band, Carolina Road, have put together. Many revere Lorraine Jordan as one of the few keepers of traditional bluegrass music. She has won several IBMA and SPGMA music awards for her contributions to the bluegrass music industry. Her latest project on Pinecastle Records, True Grass, Why Can't Bluegrass Just Be True Grass Again, is a wonderful celebration of traditional bluegrass music. As Lorraine would say, it's just bluegrass music. The album features past lead singers Jerry Butler, Brad Hudson, and Troy Pope, and marks the comeback of former lead singer Tommy Long after his recovery from throat cancer. Listen in as Lorraine and I talk bluegrass music.
Well, hi, Lorraine. Welcome to the podcast this afternoon.
Well, hi, Greg. How are you today?
Good, good. Glad to talk to you, catch up with you. I know we got a couple things on the list here I wanted to talk about. Just for those few people who might not know who you are, if you don't mind, give me a little background. You've been in bluegrass music a long time. Maybe just kind of give me the Reader's Digest version of your music in a snapshot and your career.
Okay, well, I've been in my own band for about 18 years now, but I've been out there for a while, and my band is Lorraine Jordan in Carolina Road, and we're a traditional bluegrass band with a fresh approach, hard drive it all the way, and we did a Pick a Little Detour 2016, we did a CD called Country Grass, and got some classic country artists in. And we're back to grass again with the new CD that's coming out. But I'm from the East Coast of North Carolina, and now I live in Raleigh.
And how long have you been playing bluegrass music, if I can ask?
I've been playing probably 40-some years.
Yeah, wow, that's great. So you've been able to work with some of the greats that maybe aren't playing bluegrass anymore then.
Well, I have. I've actually seen Bill Monroe before, and Don Reno, and Dot Watson, and I've been on stage with John Duffy, and so I've seen a lot of the ones that have come and gone. Some of the greats.
Yeah. I know that the traditional music is really important to you, and you've been involved in a lot of projects that are, if I can use the word preservation, really trying to keep that old sound alive. And it wasn't that long ago that you did a CD with several of the kind of the traditional country artists and brought back some of that music a bit too. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, yeah, that was a very special project we did. We were the backup band and the harmony singers for a CD called Country Grass. And what Country Grass is, that's when you take traditional bluegrass and you put it with classic country music. Had the honor and privilege of working with people like Lee Greenwood, T.G. Shepherd, John Anderson, Jim Ed Brown, Lynn Anderson,
yeah.
lots of greats like that. Eddie Raven. In fact, we did an entire CD with Eddie Raven.
Yeah, yeah.
But but that's what we did is we took their songs from the 70s, 80s, and let them do the singing on it, the lead singing on it, and we came in and sang some with them, and we did all the music and all the harmony. And I say that CD has done so many sales, and so many people have come to me and said how much they love that. And that was a big project.
Yeah, any chance that you're going to do another one? Is that anything in the works like that?
I don't know. I kind of move from thing to thing.
Yeah.
I like to stick with one thing, but I like to kind of get out there and push different things. You know, one of my first projects that I pushed out of the ordinary was the Daughters of Bluegrass. I was the co-founder of that, and we thought there needed to be more women that were picking and singing, doing their own projects. There had been a project before where women had been on it to sing, but never to do all the playing and all the singing. So we brought in 14 major female artists and called it the Daughters of Bluegrass, and that's grown to over 100 and some, and it's reached out to Canada and,
wow,
and Europe and different places. And so then, that was me, and then I went back to the Caroline Rose CD, and then I had the idea of classic country was kind of going downhill a little bit, and the modern type country was coming in and stepping on their toes. So I thought, hey, why don't I reach out to some of these guys in Nashville? I knew a few of them already. John Anderson, I had become friends with him, and some of the other ones. And we called them and reached out to them and got up with their record labels and all. And then we came with trying to push the classic country, not the 50s and 60s, but more of the 70s and 80s classic country, kind of what I grew up with. And then that came out to be a great project, but now it's time to do something else. And so, I'm moving on again.
and that's, you've got a new single in the works, right? True Grass?
Yes, I do. It's called True Grass, and it's going to have some big hitters on it. First of all, it was written by David Stewart, who's a longtime co-writer with Eddie Raven, and he writes some spectacular music. And it's the song talks about why can't bluegrass just stay true grass,
Okay.
And I kind of it's me on another adventure, trying to push and help something else. And right now, I see a trend in bluegrass where people are no matter what they're playing, they're calling it bluegrass, whether it's electric banjos or added guitars or, and somebody asked me, the way I got this idea, somebody asked me at a festival last year, they said, hey, your band plays traditional bluegrass, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, we play bluegrass.
Yeah.
And they said, well, which one do you play? Do you play traditional or do you play contemporary, or do you play? And I said, wait a minute. I said, when you ask me about what I play, I play bluegrass.
Yeah.
Maybe there's other people play something that has a name attached to it, but you don't need to attach traditional to bluegrass because bluegrass is traditional.
Right.
And that's the way it started, and that's the way it needs to stay. And if you're going to have some other kind of music, you need to name it something else.
So right.
Don't call it. Bill Monroe didn't set out. Even though Bill Monroe was an adventurous person like myself, he didn't set out to change what the music completely changed.
Right, right.
So we think this song, Watch Get Bluegrass, Just Be True Grass Again, it'll a lot of people that are really pushed into the traditional music and that want to just, get it the way it used to be. And I'm not saying that it can't have a little flavor to it, but it needs to have the main instrument, the guitar, banjo, the fiddle, mandolin and bass, and you can add some dobro too, but we don't need anything much past that. And I added two heavy hitters. Junior Smith will be singing a couple of lines on the song, and also Danny Paisley.
Oh, cool!
Is singing on the CD, and Tommy Long, who's been out on medical leave for throat cancer for a year now, he's come back and he'll be singing most of it. And then I brought in, I wanted some of that good high baritone singing that you used to hear
yeah.
way back when. And so I brought in Randy Graham from the Bluegrass Cardinals.
Yeah.
And he and I are singing the harmonies on it, and it's just giving you that good, high,
yeah.
old-time, you know, powerful sound.
Now, this is a single, but is it part of a full album that you've done along the same lines?
Yes, it's going to be an entire CD. And what I did while Tommy was out, you know, first we did the country grass, which helped Tommy get through some because we had the country artist singing. And then Tommy wasn't quite ready to come back. So what we did on this CD is we have Tommy singing the last song, you know, that we're just getting into the studio to finish it, you know, this week. And the other guys that filled in for him, I had several guys that came and filled in for
mm-hmm.
Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them come on the CD and sing a song each and kind of to show people, you know, what sound we had out there for the past year while Tommy was out. I got Jerry Butler, I got Brad Hudson, I got Troy Pope. I had Randy Graham sing a couple songs on it. And it just shows respect to the guys that helped us get
sure.
through, and,
yeah.
and it also gives a great sound.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned, I'm sure those, obviously the folks that follow you guys know that Tommy had throat cancer and was out for a while, but it sounds like he's gotten through that and able to get back with you guys full time?
I'm going to be honest with you. He is actually back, and he's singing better than ever.
Wow.
And when you hear him sing True Grass again, you will say, wow, you know, his voice is, because of the throat cancer, his voice is getting a little rugged and all, and
uh-huh.
his voice is cleaned up, it's more powerful, it's more pure.
Wow.
And, you know, I had to start the CD so I could have it out, you know, by the end of March, but Tommy was able to come sing the last song on it, and, you know, it will probably be coming out with something with him, you know, again later, but I had to get something out, and I'm singing a couple on it. Josh is singing something. Big Green, the banjo player, singing on it, and it's got a good variety.
Yeah, that's awesome. And this is on Pinecastle. And when's the official release of the album?
Well, April 6th is when his single's coming out, True Grass.
Okay.
And then as soon as True Grass comes out and gets played for a few months, and then the entire CD will probably come out at the beginning of the summer. And the entire CD is called True Grass Again. And it's got a lot of songs I wrote on there. I probably wrote six or seven of the songs on there.
Okay.
And then we went back and did Preaching, Praying, Shouting. Ben Green doing that. And Josh Goforth doing the three-finger style picking. I got twin fiddles now, so we did a lot of twin fiddles on there with Matt Hooper coming in as,
cool.
as the other fiddle player. And also, it's going to have the Carolina Memories on it. It's going to have Melinda on it. It's going to have Another Soldier. I mean, a lot of songs that I had written that I had not ever put on the label. And,
okay.
And so I'm proud to have them on Pinecastle Records.
Yeah, cool. So when are you guys actually touring now, or when do you start to tour for this CD?
No, we started, we're not touring for the new CD, but we started back in February. We're getting ready. We've been to Florida several times this year and several places, but the CD, we'll start the True Grass CD probably in May, start playing those songs
okay.
and getting the new CD out.
And what is a full-time tour schedule look like for the Carolina Road Band? Are you guys mostly weekends, or do you hit it pretty hard during the summer?
Well, normally we would start on a Thursday and end on a Sunday about every weekend, but with Tommy being down, I didn't really know what to expect this year.
Yeah.
So, we cut back a little bit for 2018, but 2019, I'm going right back to a full schedule.
Okay.
You know, over 100 dates a year.
Yeah.
And Tommy back, and we're going to bring in a new person with us that we'll be announcing shortly to help sing some of the True Grass songs. And so, you know, we're going full steam ahead. We gave him, last year, of course, we were already booked before Tommy got sick. So
mm-hmm.
we had a full schedule and we had three or four different people. This year, I slowed it down a little bit to give Tommy some recuperation time. And 2019 looks like it's going to be the biggest, best ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Schedule for Carolina Road.
Yeah. Wow. That's neat. Well, it's so nice to hear that he's able to be back full time with you guys. You've got other things, obviously, that you do. You've got a couple festivals, and then you've got the coffee house. Talk to me a little bit about those things.
Well, sure. The coffee house is going strong. Lots of bluegrass. We have bluegrass every Friday night. We've had Joe Mullins, Junior Seuss, Nothing Fancy. We've had so many big bands to stop by and play. We got Jerry Butler, Edgar Loudermilk coming up. We got Carolina Blue coming up. Carolina Rose plays there about every quarter. And the Garrett Newton Band, which is another band that I work with, mm-hmm. play there about every other month. That's a young banjo player that I am so proud of and so excited about. And I tell you, he knows, he's a walking encyclopedia about bluegrass music. And he can play the fire out of a banjo. He's singing bass vocals now, the Garrett Newton Band, and I'm filling in playing bass with him some this year, you know, while we got a little bit of a slowing year. And but anyway, we're working on that, the coffee house, LorraineCoffeeHouse.com. It's in Garner, North Carolina, 7 miles south of Raleigh. And then I've got two festivals. I've got Willow Oak Music Park, which we're the host band for. That's in Roxburgh, North Carolina. Father's Day weekend every year, we host that festival. It's a beautiful park. It's outside. We have great, great entertainment. It's all traditional bluegrass. And then a festival that has grown by leaps and bounds. Somebody needs to look at it as a momentum award or something, because when I took it over, it was pretty small, but it's we're about to sell out every year now. It's in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's called Christmas in the Smokies. We have 23 bluegrass bands.
Wow.
And it's just a beautiful time to come to the festival. It's Christmas Town, USA, and we really do the Christmas upright. And people are saying it's a social event of the year. Everybody wants to come to Pigeon Forge Christmas in the Smokies.
And tell me the dates of those. Willow Oak is when?
Yeah, Willow Oak is Father's Day weekend. That's the 15th, 16th, and 17th of June. And Christmas in the Smokies is first weekend of December. It usually runs around the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th of December. It's a four-day festival.
Okay. And if folks would like to get tickets or find out how to attend any of those events, what's the best route for them to get that information?
Willow Oak is willowoakpark.com. Christmas in the Smokies is bluegrasschristmasinthesmokies.com. And you can go to carolinaroadband.com. You'll see both of those festivals on the home page, where you can push on the flyer and get all the information you want.
And the new CD, now we talked about the single is True Grass. Is that the name of the album, too?
Yeah. No, the name of the album is True Grass Again.
Okay.
Because I've kind of divvied into Daughters of Bluegrass, and I've kind of divvied in the classic country grass. So I'm saying, you know, it's your True Grass Again.
Yeah.
The single is True Grass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's not quite out yet, but when it does release, how can people find that, get a copy of that?
Well, I'm sure you can get it on iTunes and Amazon and pinecastlemusic.com. And also you can go to carolinaroadband.com and come to some of our shows. We'll be at several big festivals this year, lots of North Carolina festivals and several festivals all over the world. But check us out at carolinaroadband.com. Come to some of our shows and buy the CD directly from us.
Thanks, Lorraine. I appreciate that. It was good hearing all the good information, and really good to hear that Tommy's back and with you guys, and really looking forward to the new CD, too. It sounds like that's going to be some neat music.
Well, Greg, we want to thank you for what you do. Your publication is outstanding, and I have it at my coffee house, and people pick it up, and,
cool.
and they take it home with them, and we put it in a few music stores around the area. And it's just, you're doing a good thing there. You're covering a lot of good material, and we really enjoy working with you.
Thanks, Lorraine. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshot's off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.